الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هذا خلق الله فأروني ماذا خلق الذين من دونه بل الظالمون في ضلال مبين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Alhamdulillah, once again Allah SWT has blessed us to be here fulfilling our obligations towards Allah SWT on not just this blessed day but this blessed month. And when Allah SWT wishes good for a person, He allows them to come to an environment of good, so that way they can benefit themselves and they can benefit others as well. In continuing with what we spoke about last week, where we were speaking about the advice Luqman alayhi salam was giving his child, as we mentioned last week, just in conclusion, one thing he said to his child was, "Oh my child, do not commit shirk. Do not ever ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna shirka la dhulmun azim." As far as shirk is concerned, associating partners with Allah is concerned, say Allah has a child, and all those various things, Luqman alayhi salam is saying to his child, this is a very, very great transgression. And it is a very, very major sin. And oh my child, number one, first and foremost, make sure you don't do that. Thereafter, he gives a second advice to his child amongst the various things he has said. And of course, he also told his child to be grateful with whatever Allah has given you, because you being grateful, my child, is actually going to benefit you. It doesn't benefit Allah at all. It doesn't necessarily also benefit others. It benefits you, as the Quran says very beautifully, if you are grateful for what Allah has given you, Allah will give you more. And if you are going to be nasty and continually seeking much more from Allah than what Allah has given you, and you are being greedy, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ, then of course a severe calamity will come your way. And you'll notice people that are greedy, people that are just wanting for the sake of wanting, they end up getting health issues, blood pressure, you name it. They end up messing up the thinking and messing up the bodies. So Allah is giving beautiful advice through Luqman alayhi salam. Luqman alayhi salam is giving his child advice, and Allah is quoting it where he says, be grateful, be content with what Allah has given you, and Allah will increase for you. The third advice, as we mentioned last week, was وَصَيْنَ الْإِنسَانَ بِوَالِدَيْهِ, that be good, of course, to your parents, because your parents made a great sacrifice. They, when you were sick, it was as if they were sick, in a sense that they will carry you, they will nurture you, they will give you food, they will give you drink, they will look for the best that they could get in as far as your health and well-being is concerned. So Luqman alayhi salam is essentially telling his child, your parents and parents in general have done a lot, and oh my child, it is your duty to not forget this kindness that they had done for you. And it wasn't just for one day, it wasn't just for one month, it went on sometimes a minimum of 2 years. And that's when you could start eating gradually. And then too, they continue taking care of you. So my child, do not forget this. Remember this. And also the hadith of Rasulullah makes mention that perhaps if your mother passed away, by you being good, if your parents passed away, by you being good to their friends, inshallah Allah will reward you as if you are being good to your own parents. But in today's time, people get very, very spiteful. Well, that man used to use my dad. That woman used to use my mother. Your mother didn't mind, why do you mind? Your mother used to give things, she didn't mind. Your father used to give things, your father never minded, and now you are minding. Your job, sometimes we don't look beyond our nose, as they say. Your parents had a strategy. They knew why they were doing what they were doing. Now if you continue that good tradition of helping out their friends' children, to whatever little you can, inshallah you will get blessings from Allah. The hadith will be in your favor, you'll be getting du'as from your beloved Nabi Rasulullah, and also you'll be maintaining a greater and a better position for your mother and father as well. Because when you do good because your parents do good, they get reward and you get reward. And that is something we forget, especially in this given month. Thereafter, of course, amongst the advice that Luqman al-Salam is giving his child, which we'll talk about this week, Ya Bunayya, innaha in taku mithqala habbatin min khardalin fatakun fi sakhratin aw fi samawat aw fi al-ardi ya'ti biha Allah, inna Allah latiful khabir. He says, oh my beloved son, if there is an action, if there is anything that is done that is equivalent to the weight of a mustard seed, that means something very, very tiny that is done, something very tiny that exists, wherever it may be. In this case, if it exists in the crevice of a rock, that means a rock or a boulder is something massive. In the middle of that, if there is something tiny that is existing over there, the ulama have also said, something that is scattered to the particle of something even more minute than an atom, that means something extremely, extremely tiny. He says to his child, be it in the heavens, be it in the earth, wherever this thing may be, understand full well, Allah would bring it, and Allah can bring it forth, Allah can hold it accountable, Allah is aware of his existence, this is your Allah. Oh my child, he's saying, don't forget this. Don't think just like me and you look at only big things, and we only say, what I see, I can believe. He says, no, 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 that's not the case over here, oh my child. Understand, Allah is fully aware of everything. Minor, the minutest, whether it's in the heaven, whether it's in the sky, whether it's on a dark night, on a dark rock, inside the dark rock itself, less than even the size of an atom. He says, oh my child, Allah is fully aware of it. So, oh my child, understand the greatness and the vastness and the power of your Allah. And oh my child, it is this very Allah that has created the smallest of smallest, has given you intelligence, and this very Allah is now giving you advice, oh my child, be aware of these things. Thereafter he says, Ya Bunayya, Aqim al-Salah, Wa'mur bil-Ma'roof, Wanha al-Munkar. Again, these ayat are ayat that we have heard many, many times. It's not an issue of whether we have heard it. It's an issue of whether these ayah are a reality. For example, if Allah understands and Allah knows and Allah is aware, and we agree that Allah is aware of everything, then why is it we still lie? Why is it we still cheat? Why is it we still backbite? Because logically we are aware of these things, but our heart has not accepted it. It's like a guy saying, or a woman saying, I know that person is bad for me, but I still want to be friends with them. I know I'm going to lose money in that certain venture, but I will still invest in it because my heart is telling me something else. People that use only their heart and not their brain generally take massive losses in business, in relationships. I know that person is bad for me, but I'll still continue to be with that person. In the long run, you will get hurt. Because Allah is giving you insight. Allah gave you and I a brain. Allah told us, these are the things you must look for in business. These are the things you must look for in relationships. These are the things you must look for in the economy. These are the things, we all know that. So the brain tells us one thing, the heart says, you'll overcome. My brother and sister, just as you are saying you're going to overcome in the relationship, that person is also saying the same thing. I'm going to get this guy as well, or I'm going to get this girl as well. Now you get two minds that are fighting. And generally, in today's time, the mind of shaitan will win. The mind of shaitan will win. Why? Because to be good, you have to pray. To be good, you have to give yourself to Allah. To be good, you have to perform your salah. To be good, you have to give your zakah. To be good, you have to continually be on guard. As the Quran says, اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ. And this, the Quran is saying, know well, the time towards the end is coming very close. And how can you be in ghafla? How can you be negligent? So, the ayah is saying beautifully, be aware of all these things. Be aware of the most minutest things, the smallest of things, because Allah is fully aware of it. So logically, we know this is true, but our heart does something else. That is why, again, we make all the given mistakes that we make. So Allah is trying to make us aware by saying, if you are truly aware, be aware with your brain, be aware with your heart, be aware with your body, be aware with your spirit, be aware with your soul, be fully cognizant. Because once you slip up, you are going down a slippery slope. Today is one slip up, tomorrow it's two, next day is three. Before you know it, you are even questioning whether you are in that relationship. You are questioning whether you are in that business. You are questioning your own ethics. You are questioning your own morality. And the more you begin questioning these things, the more shaitan is going to come in and say, you know what? Let's find a way out. Let's find a way out. You know, I always mention the story about the captain of the Titanic. He was a brilliant, brilliant captain. He always got away. He would take whatever boat he had, he would do tricks in the ocean, and he would swallow up little boats. Little boats would be there. He'd be going fast. Imagine a massive boat going by and a small one nearby. What happens? The massive one goes by, it swallows the little one up. He would always get away. And he would go to the court and he would win. He would come up with some fancy argument and he would win. Innocent people he would give a hard time to in the ocean. That was the way he was. He was a very competitive type of guy. And eventually what happened? He got away one time, he got away two times, he got away in the courtroom, got away out of the courtroom. People bought his arguments. Eventually what happened? He thought he was in the invincible ship, the Titanic. He could beat everyone, get away all the time. Got away. Eventually, with that massive ship, on a large journey, with many people in that boat, Muslims, non-Muslims alike, he hit a massive iceberg. And before you know it, it was over. The Titanic was no more. So don't become complacent. You will get away doing wrong. You will get away doing wrong. Allah will let you get away sometimes. But who's going to pay the price? Sometimes at an old age. Sometimes your children. Sometimes your grandchildren. It's not worth it. Therefore the Quran is saying, oh my child, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi is giving his child advice. Be aware of Allah all the time. Don't take it for granted. Because you may get away. But eventually it will catch up with you. So now it's the month of Ramadan. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the ability to reflect a lot more. We are hungry. We are tired. And when you are hungry and tired sometimes, although people say you may be able to concentrate less, this hunger and tiredness creates humility and humbleness. And it creates a positive weakness. And in that positive weakness, you can now focus more on our Allah. And we can focus more on making, hopefully, rightful decisions. Thereafter, he gives his son advice, أَقِمْ يُصَّلَاةِ يَا بُنَيْ أَقِمْ يُصَّلَاةِ. And in this month, we have no excuse. Men, women, adults, children, everyone. أَقِمْ يُصَّلَاةِ, my child is saying. Be steadfast on your salah. And oh my child, وَأْمُرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. Become the embodiment of doing good things. Good business practice, good politics, good ethics, good social relations, good values. Oh my child, begin to uphold this. Because if you don't do this when you are my child, how are you going to do it later in life? If we don't put good values in our children's life, do you think they're going to end up being angels later on? It only gets worse. I notice one thing about children, I've noticed. Whatever tricks the parents play, the children do it twice as well. Repeatedly, I've noticed this. The father will say, don't talk to him. The child will do a better job. Not only won't talk, he won't even come to the masjid. Where did it all start? The parents will say, don't do this. The child will say, I won't do that and even more. And they'll use you as an argument. So don't give your children bad advice. Because they are going to multiply by 10. That's how children are, by nature. So Luqman alayhi salam is saying, oh my child, do good. And oh my child, uphold the forbidding of wrongful things at all times. وَنْهَا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرْ وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكْ. And oh my child, you will go through a lot in life. He's saying, oh my child, you will go through a lot in life. However, you must try to endure. Because if you are not going to endure, then you're going to become like everyone else. When they yell, you're going to yell twice as much. When they want to beat up, you want to beat them up twice as much. They want to beat you one out, you'll take your whole family and beat them. That's what he's saying here. Wasbir ala ma asaba. That endure, O my child, with the difficulties that come your way. Because if you are not going to learn how to endure now, you are going to be a very, very violent individual. You're only going to seek your rights, my child. And life is not all about your rights. Life is about give and take. You'll lose some, you'll win some. And chances are, you'll lose more than you win. Because somebody out there is more ruthless than you are. So, oh my child, endure and accept. And work within the parameters that Allah has given you. And try to make the best of what you can do in your given situation. وَاصْبِرْ عَلَى مَا أَصَابَكْ إِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْ عَزْمِ الْأُمُورِ. And thereafter he says, as far as this is concerned, my beloved child, it is from amongst the good things that you can take part in. Oh my child, what I'm telling you, he's saying to his child, is very, very demanding. It's not going to be easy for you to accept. Because you are young, you want to go for it. You want to fight. You want to beat up people. You want to correct the whole world and not yourself. It's all part of your ego, my child. It's part of human nature to do that, my child. So, oh my child is saying, don't get caught up in this. Because once you get caught up, you are going down a road of continual corruption and collapse. وَلَا تُصَرِ الْخَطَّفَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرْحَى. And this is beautiful advice. Oh my child, do not turn your face away from people. When they give you good advice, listen to it. When they are nice to you, even though the day before they may have been mean to you, oh my child, I'm not saying that don't be aware of their bad behavior, but oh my child, don't become arrogant like them. Don't become mean like them. Don't turn away from them. If they try to do good, the least you can do is give a smile back. وَلَا تُصَعِرْ خَدَّقَ لِلنَّاسِ وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرْحَى. And oh my child, do not walk arrogantly on earth. Because Allah does not like people that are arrogant. وَقَصِدْ فِي مَشْرِكَ وَقْضُدْ مِنْ صَوْتِكَ. He's telling to his child again, in the Quran Allah is giving us advice. Have your walk as moderate. Walk with humility. Lower your voice. Other places in the Quran says, lower your eyes. Look at halal. Stay away from haram. Because Allah does not like the sound of a donkey, in other words. Only a donkey yells. Only a donkey screams. Only a donkey shouts that upon people. So Allah SWT is giving us all these beautiful advice from Luqman alayhi salam for one purpose, so that way we can improve our life, improve our choices, and inshallah become better people. May Allah SWT help us and guide us at all times. Wa aqda wa alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. I was just given this, I was told to give